Blog Talk Radio.
Today, we had Charles Duryea, the guy who built the first auto built in America. First, we had Helena Rubinstein, who is Rubinstein's cosmetics for women. We also had another famous woman, Magus Lena Walker, a light-skinned black woman in Virginia. She's the first black woman owner of a bank. You never would have thought of that. The guy who invented, who really was a manipulator in the oil field, and of course his family, one of his sons lives in San Francisco, Gordon Getty. J. Paul Getty was born today, and the only guy who really outsmarted him was a guy who knew nothing about oil, and that was Colonel Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. It's an interesting, I highly recommend the series Oil. PBS put it out, and It was something worthy of a Pulitzer Prize, and it's you understand how this has affected world history from the Rockefellers straight through to Iran, people like Paul Getty, Standard Oil, Texas, how they deal. I used to say in Washington that when Texas oil men and lobbyists came to Washington to get something, they didn't come to argue. They came with suitcases filled with bills, big dollar bills, not this nickel-dime stuff. Among the deaths today, the great black pop and jazz blues musician Fats Waller. I'm sorry, Magus Lena Walker died on this day. We also had Walt Disney. And Walt Disney was from Chicago. He was born in Chicago. He served in World War I. I understand he had some problems as an ambulance driver. But Walt Disney had a connection to the visit of Khrushchev to Los Angeles. And Khrushchev wanted to go to Disneyland. And they gave him a hard time. And they said that Disney barred him because he couldn't provide the security. And there was still a lot of anti-Russian feeling. And we'll play this George Christopher part of the audio history I did of George Christopher, and here's what he said about the diplomatic incident. You've built other projects in the city, like the Housing Authority projects that you built. I live in the area,
name.
And it took them longer to tear it down under Agnos.
No, wrong one. Sorry. Here we go.
The figure of international renown and stature than his 1959 encounter with the ruler of the Soviet Union, Nikita Khrushchev. to George Christopher in a moment of crisis at the direct request of the President of the United States fell the challenging diplomatic assignment of preventing an open breach between Khrushchev and the U.S. The mayor of San Francisco was equal to the test.
Under this gavel, the voice of our people has been heard. The opinion of the majority has been sanctioned. The hopes of our forebears are being fulfilled. Its deep and significant meaning has caused America to grow and prosper. I present this symbol of our democracy to our eminent guest as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, not only of his visit to San Francisco, but as a reminder also of the solidarity of the American people in their determination to uphold these revered precepts of our constitutional government. The energy, Mr. Premier, that is required to wield this gavel as a decision is reached is as potent, if you please, is as potent as the energy contained in any nuclear explosive. The drop of our gavel affirms a constitutional decision, a decision of and by and for the people of America. As I present this gavel to Premier Khrushchev, may I, with your permission, ladies and gentlemen, recall the words of the patron saint of San Francisco, Saint Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Mr. Premier, once again, welcome.
Impressed was the ruler of all the Russias that George Christopher was invited by the premier in the Kremlin to visit the Soviet Union. 8 hours alone with Khrushchev and his top lieutenants, arguing the cause of freedom, free enterprise, capitalism, self-initiative, probing the strengths and weaknesses of communism, building a fervent conviction that our nation must fully utilize all the strength of its freedom to keep ahead of the communist challenge.
Now, here is part of that interview I did with George Christopher before his death when he talks about Khrushchev. That's quite a bit.
Hello, everyone. This is Peter Paul Verzola. In September 1959, the U.S. government and the Soviet government hosted the first visit of a Soviet leader to the United States. Nikita Khrushchev came to the United States as part of a diplomatic attempt at detente between the United States and the Soviet Union. In his history, Khrushchev had been a political commissar in the maladministration of dictator Joseph Stalin. When Nikita came to the U.S., he was not welcomed by many refugees from Soviet-occupied Europe and Americans who disapproved communism. Among the places he visited was Iowa to look at American agricultural methods. He was flown on a U.S. Air Force plane to Los Angeles to visit Hollywood and look at other things in Southern California. He had problems. There were unfortunate remarks made both by him and local politicians. Khrushchev blew up when his wife was insulted, and there was no apology. President Eisenhower intervened to try to salvage the attempt at détente between the United States and Russia. He asked Mayor George Christopher of San Francisco to try to salvage the situation and host Nikita Khrushchev and his wife. George did it. In part two, we'll tell you how he did it. This is Peter Paul Verzola. Thank you for viewing, and stay tuned for part two, George Did It.
That'll be Wednesday on the Khrushchev and what happened in L.A. and how Mayor George Christopher Hanlon, no other San Francisco mayor, as I said, has had the record that George Christopher achieved in his two terms in office. He was honest, ethical, competent. He had international prestige. No other San Francisco mayor had this. Jack Shelley was forced. He had one term, and people were glad to get rid of him. He had Joseph Alioto, who was accused of being in the mafia. He wasn't, but there were other questions about legal advice to the mafia. There was George Moscone, who was involved with Jim Jones and who, according to Politico, Cognoscenti, was referred to as Turkey Legs because he allegedly liked black whores. And then there was Dianne Feinstein, who got in by accident and who opened up the city for all kinds of New York developers and other controversial activities. And then there was Art Agnos, who came from Massachusetts, and who had one term. Some people consider him, looking at him politically, as the Dracula of California politics. They thought that one term that would be the end of the Agnos and Agnos, but he came back. Apparently, they didn't put a stake through his heart at the ballot box. And then we had Police Chief Frank Jordan, one term. And he was handled by the Feinstein people. And then we had Willie Brown, the most corrupt black politician in the state. And there were names that we can't even use on the air that have been labeled to him, and how he treated a woman who was married and had a child, who was referred to as the white rabbit. Just terrible, the racism of Willie Brown. And also the corruption. And then we have Gavin Newsom, whose father was a friend of Jerry Brown, became a state appellate judge. And then we have this guy, Ed Lee, who was connected to Agnos, and the Chinese, and who came from Seattle. So that's where it's at right now, and it's unfortunate because San Francisco deserves better, and San Francisco will eventually get better, and so will California. As I said, it's not change, it's renaissance, renewal, and reform. Now, among the other important dates today, we had, besides Glenn Miller, who denied Khrushchev entry into Disneyland because allegedly he couldn't provide security, Walt Disney also died on this day, as did his wife 20 years later. And Glenn Miller was 40 years old, great Glenn Miller band. He was in the music part of the U.S. Army Air Force, and his plane crashed into the English Channel. His body was never found. James Stewart, one of the great actors, also served in the military, became later a general in the U.S. Air Force. He played the role of Glenn Miller in a famous movie. We also had John Pierce, our Pearl Mutter, great New York tenor. He was a cantor, Jewish heritage, and he died of a heart attack. He often sang at the Metropolitan Opera with Richard Tucker, who was also a Jewish cantor at one time. Great, great musicians, and these are people who really contributed to the cultural life of America and our cultural history. Among the events today, the Dutch patented the windmill. We also had 1791, Virginia approved the Bill of Rights, and of course most people, if you ask them what's in the Bill of Rights, you'd be surprised at the ignorance of Americans. They don't even know what their rights are. And we need, some states are requiring students to learn the Bill of Rights before they can graduate from high school. It used to be called civics, but the radical left managed to get that excised from the school curriculums and requirements for high school graduation. Pennsylvania had quite a few firsts today. We had the first U.S. law school, the first life insurance policy sold, the first street cleaning machine. Of course, they didn't clean all their politicians. And, that's three firsts for Pennsylvania, all on this date, December 15th. In 1916, at the Great Battle of Verdun, where the taxicabs of Paris were sent up to Verdun, it was called the Holy Road, General Gallieni organized this, and of course Pétain, Marshal Pétain, later became Prime Minister of France during the Vichy government, the Nazi sympathizers. He defeated the Germans at Verdun, and it's an experience. I was there at night, and you can hear the, or at least I heard, and I've heard of some other people, you can hear the moans and the cries of the wounded and the dying. And I've also heard that at Little Bighorn when I was there. Thomas Edison invented the phonograph on this day. And again, this is the third strike against the Japanese in the month of December. The USS Swordfish sank a Japanese ship. Now, the first strike back against the Japanese after Pearl Harbor was Captain Colin P. Kelly, who was the United States Air Force, Army Air Force captain, who damaged the Japanese battleship, the Haruna. I finally found a picture in our archives. We'll put that up. And his B-17 was either shot down or crashed. He died. And FDR granted his son an admission to West Point. The son later became an Episcopal priest. The second attack on strike back of the Japanese was the USS Swordfish, which sank a Japanese ship on this day, 1941. And this is also very relevant because we see this Nazi influence here, especially in San Francisco, with the bike banning automobiles and pushing bicycles, which is what the Nazis did in occupied Europe during World War II. To control the movement of the population, they banned cars as much as they could and restricted people to bicycles, except Jews. I had to wear the Star of David, and they were not allowed on public transport to own cars or even bicycles. But ironically, we have people of Jewish heritage who are bicycle activists, and they're trying to ban cars in San Francisco and California as well as across the country. And it's not working. Have you seen any bicycles during the big snowstorms in Buffalo, or any bicycles in Napa or during the storm here in San Francisco? No, you haven't. So it's one of these political myths. Also on this day, Canada got rid of the red ensign, as it was called, and they adopted the maple leaf. In fact, that's their new national anthem, the Maple Leaf Forever. And in 1973, here in San Francisco, gay political activists did a hit on the American Psychiatric Association, which was holding its meeting here, and they came in there and protested and disrupted the meeting to get the American Psychiatric Association to take out homosexuality in their dictionary of mental illness. And they've been handling the agenda ever since with all kinds of things, AIDS victims can donate blood and adopt children and all this political nonsense. So Jack Cashel wrote about this in his book, which you should get, What's the Matter with California, which subtitle should have been What's the Matter with San Francisco. We will be back Wednesday, and we'll have the rest of George Christopher, because this is George remembering George Christopher Month. And he, as I said, he's one of the greatest civic statesmen that we have seen in our time, especially here in California and in San Francisco. And go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. We've got some things to put up. Just getting over this horrible virus, whatever it was. Excuse me. And so we started late. I don't know. We're still working on what's going on with our computers. But we'll be back Wednesday at 4, since we're on the Christmas schedule. And, so we will...